welcome to the Think Big Show. It is Tuesday, and we're happy you've joined us on the Think Big Show, bringing entrepreneurs and business owners from around the world together to think bigger, work smarter, and grow successful businesses faster through online strategies, leadership, and mindset. This is Mia DeBolt, founder of the Think Big Network, the community of empowered entrepreneurs who are creating successful businesses online. You can find out more information about what we do at thethinkbignetwork.com. And now it's with great pleasure to introduce my partner in success and life, mission accomplishment strategist, JT DeBolt, with today's Think Big message. JT, it's all you.
Well, thank you very much, Mia. And to all of our friends out there, I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Whatever time it is for you, no matter where you are tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble, thank you for joining us here each and every single Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a privilege and an honor to come at you here on the Think Big Show. And today I want to talk to you about the power and the importance of creating an impact, not just in your business, but with your business, using your business as a vehicle to really create change, to create an impact in the world. Imagine this. Imagine having something that is so powerful that it doesn't just transform your life, but it helps to transform other people. And granted, it's up to them. We can't change people's lives. Nothing can change a person's life. Only that person can do that for themselves. But we all want to create amazing businesses. That's what we're here for. That's what thinking big is all about. Like, how much can we do? How big can we grow? How much good can we do in the world? And that's the power of entrepreneurship. We want to build that kind of business, the kind that people flock to, the kind that they want to return to again and again and again and do business with you over and over again, the kind that we love working on every single day. Isn't it amazing to work on your business? Isn't it amazing to know that you're building an asset that's going to be around for you even years after the process of beginning starts? Yesterday we were talking about the power of how to launch something successful, how to start a new beginning, how to start a new venture. Well, now we're talking about how we can carry that forward and create sustainability in our business. Because there's a lot of competition out there, and your clients are counting on you to deliver your best stuff. They're going to be looking to you to stay on the cutting edge, if you will, to stay ahead of the curve. And so what we have to do is be thinking about how we can do that. Too often, we think that in order to make an impact, we have to have some slick website with all the doodads, all the plugins. We got to have the best autoresponder series. We got to have an amazing, you know, sales page with all the ad copy. We got to have the innovative products and services and competitive pricing and all that stuff. And by the way, it's all important. Don't get me wrong. I totally get it. But all of that pales in comparison to how you deliver an impact. Because it doesn't help you. I guess it could help you deliver the impact, but the impact is done differently. All right. It's not the outside stuff. It's not the website. It's not the slick sales copy. It's not the brand new cutting edge product. And I think so many times business owners and entrepreneurs lead with that kind of stuff. They lead with the product, or they lead with all the amazing benefits, but we're not really talking about what's really in it for the person. What they really want is to have their lives impacted. So how do we do this? You have to realize that you are the asset, right? You're the attraction. You're the one that they're coming here to work with. You're the one that they'll come back and work with again and again and again. If you are selling somebody else's programs, products, services, that's great. You know, you might be an affiliate, you might be a distributor, you might be the kind of person that's out there, representing a brand or representing a product line. And while all of that's great, people don't do business with brands. They do business with people. And if we can address people at the soul level, that's where we're going to attract great people and keep them with us. So how do we do it? How do we actually make the impact that we want to make in our business? Well, the first thing is you have to be able to inform them. You have to be able to give them the information, right? Now, not from a salesy place and not from a billboard type style. What I'm talking about is bringing the challenge to the surface. Like, what is it that really burns them? I love leading some of the workshops that I teach with entrepreneurs to help them understand this, because at the core of what we do, communication is probably the number one skill, the number one thing we have to be great at. And if we can communicate the challenge and bring that challenge to the surface and really agitate it, then we've done them a great service, because now they know deep down inside, hey, something's not working. Something's not right in my life. You know, it'd be like saying, you know, my back hurts. But if all they concentrate on is, well, their back hurts, they may become very used to that. How many times have you had this in your own life where there was some discomfort or something you tolerated for far too long? And then all of a sudden one day you just made a shift. Something changed. Maybe it was when you finally cleared out the garage and now all of a sudden you had this extra room. Or maybe you cleared out your closets and you gave some of those old clothes away. It felt great to be able to give to a charity those clothes that you no longer use. And now you have all this free space. Maybe it's time to upgrade your own wardrobe. The point is that we can go through life sort of tolerating something that isn't really working for us. And that's what happens with a lot of folks. And so when they see a business leader that comes out and they communicate and they inform, they bring that challenge to the surface, they feel that sense of, okay, there's a solution. My life could be so much better. Of course, if we don't communicate it, they might go on living their life in that pain or that discomfort or that dishappiness or that discord. Or maybe they find it that solution from somebody else, one of our competitors. So it's so important for us to be able to bring that challenge to the surface and educate them on what it does, how it happens, who it's benefiting, and, you know, the typical questions that we all think of when it comes to those types of things that usually come up in our marketing. So to make an impact, we have to first inform them. Now, the second part is we have to be willing to make our mark. You got to be willing to make your mark. It's very easy to sit back and go, well, you know what, I'm new to this, or I don't have a whole lot of experience. And so we look at the leaders, the industry leaders, the gurus, the personalities in our industry, and we think, you know, one of these days I'm going to be just like that person. One of these days I'm going to have the big slick website. One of these days I'm going to be really smooth and talk, you know, effortlessly in front of a camera or whatever. But the simple fact of the matter is people don't necessarily buy the gurus. They buy authenticity. They buy you. They buy your experience. They buy your wisdom. They buy your perspective. Doesn't matter whether you're day one as an entrepreneur or you've been doing this your whole life. You have value to offer. And that value is not in your sales letter. It's not in your products. It's not what it does. It's your experience. It's your wisdom. It's your perspective on life, on the world. That's what people want to work with. Believe it or not, we're talking about building relationships here. Building a relational business, not a transactional business. And when we come from a place of building a relational business, then we actually have something, a sustainable something that we can grow, that we can scale, that we can share with a lot of people. But it requires that we're a leader. We have to see ourselves and behave as a leader. And what's interesting about that is I hear this from a lot of newer folks. They're like, well, you know, I'm brand new at this myself. How could I possibly lead? But here's the truth. The reality is you only have to be two steps in front of somebody in order to lead them. I remember a few years back when my daughter was a little bit younger, she wanted to go into this haunted house. It was out in the pumpkin patch, and they had this sort of makeshift haunted house. And boy, was she excited to go until we got in the front door. Now, this makeshift haunted house was manned by teenage kids, you know, all dressed up like ghouls and goblins and ghosts and monsters and things like this. And they would jump out at you in the dark. And it was a lot of fun. And she wanted to be there. She was having a great time. But there was a part of her that was like, oh, man. And she was scared. So she was holding my hand. And she said, you walk in front, Daddy. You walk in front. So, of course, I was walking in front and kind of pulling her along. But it was a great metaphor for what we can do in our businesses. Because you see, a lot of people, especially early on, they're scared, they're frightened, they have their concerns, they have their insecurities, they have their trepidations about business. And if we're that person holding their hand and just walking a few feet in front of them, we can lead them through the dark. We can lead them through the scary monsters of their psyche, you know, their misunderstandings or their lack of experience in the business, because all we have to do is be 2 feet in front of them. So even if this is your first day in business, or even if this is your first go in business, you have more perspective than you realize. And in some cases, the newer folks are more easily relatable, right? We don't have to look up to some icon or some guru and think, wow, They've been around forever. They've got it all figured out. It's as if they can make no mistake or do nothing wrong. But when that person's first starting out and they're sharing their journey and talking about some of the mistakes and things that they're doing, all of a sudden, it feels real. It feels doable. And we think to ourselves, man, I could do this. And that's what's going on in the mind of your prospects. That's what's going on in the mind of your customers, your clients, anybody who's looking at your product and service. Even if you're not selling a way to lead them into business, maybe you're just selling B2C, business to consumer type product. Even if that's the case, people want to be led. They want to be led out of their pain. They want to be led out of their discomfort. They want to be led out of whatever situation they're trying to get from. And if you show that sense of vulnerability or that sense of authenticity or that sense of being real, that's what they buy. But it takes being a leader and just being two steps in front of them. Now, the next part is purpose. Now, I talked a little bit about this yesterday. You're going to hear me talk a lot about it here on the Think Big Show because purpose is so important. It's that driving force behind everything you do. You see, what it truly means is this. It's the core of your business. Your purpose is the core of your business. Now, think about what the purpose is. The purpose behind why you do things. What is it that drives you as an entrepreneur to put your product, your service, yourself out there? Why must you do this? What happens if you don't? Who do you leave behind? Who do you disappoint? Who do you leave high and dry if you don't? How can you do more and more? What might you do differently? How might you do it in a way that reaches more people and makes that bigger impact? You see, when we're driven by purpose, we can come up with those answers, but we have to ask those questions first. We got to drill deep. It's not just the why. It's the how. It's the what. It's the who. And the question might. Might is a really big one. What might I do? How might I do it? When might it happen? Who might this impact? Those are the kinds of questions that actually get to the core of what the purpose of your business is. Next, we have to advance their cause. You know, it's very easy for entrepreneurs to be thinking about their own cause, our own cause. We think, well, what is that that I want to get from this? How much money can I make? What can I do as far as creating more influence? What can I do to elevate and advance my own agenda? Nothing wrong with that. Unless we lead with that, what I suggest is leading with the question of how we can advance the cause of the people that are doing business with us. That means we have to know our audience. We have to meet them where they're at. We have to be the solution provider that says, okay, I can understand your trepidation. I can understand your frustration. I can understand where you're at. And here is a solution. This might work for you. Let me show you the way. And what's interesting about that is that when we come from a place of being a solution provider, we don't have to have all the answers. We don't have to have all the I's dotted and all the T's crossed. We certainly do not have to be perfect. Heaven forbid that we try to go down the path of being perfect. But what we do have is the ability to show somebody a better way of life or a better way of doing things. Perhaps just that one little tweak that they haven't seen before. Maybe they've seen several times and now they're finally open to it and ready to do something about it. But it causes us, or it means that we have to advance their cause. We have to be focused on helping them get past where they are to get unstuck and to move forward. And then we have to communicate it. Be prolific with your gifts, my friends, because listen, if you work hard at communicating your message, if you work hard at speaking your truth, speaking about what you do and what your products and services do, you will find that the more you speak it, the more you understand it, the deeper you understand it. And the deeper you understand it, the more confidence you'll say it with. And that confidence will serve as the lubricant to propel you forward, to move you even faster and attract more really great quality people to you and your business. A lot of times when we talk about branding, I like to teach my people, my clients, to think of branding as your truth. Your brand is your truth. And so you have to be prolific in communicating your truth, what you stand for, what your values, your beliefs are, but more importantly, what the purpose behind your business and your brand is. But you got to communicate. It's one thing to be clear on it. It's one thing to say, hey, this is great stuff, and I know I can help a lot of people, and boy, it would sure be great to have lots more clients and customers and make more sales. But that only comes when we're prolific with our communication, when we're prolific in spreading our message. So important. And finally, we have to be transparent. We have to deliver a transformation, which is more than just delivering information. We have to be transparent about how this can affect them, how this can help them be better at what they do or live better lives. That transparency is so important. And a lot of times we think about, well, I'm going to hold some stuff back, you know, and maybe you've even heard the guru say, no, give your best stuff away. And that can be so confusing at times. Listen, here's the question. How do you really want to help people? What is it that you could do that would actually help them? Be transparent with that. Don't hold anything back. And don't be afraid that you might say something that will offend people or give people the wrong impression. As long as you're telling the truth, then why not share it? Why not be transparent? That transparency leads to transformation. And transformation is what people are really hungry for. Listen, if you've been following along today, you've probably figured out that the main points here, these six main points, the inform, make your mark, purpose, advance their cause, communicate, and transparency all add up to spelling out the word impact. This is how you make the impact, my friends. And in your business, in your marketing, and everything you do, your messaging has to be surrounded around this whole idea of making an impact. Make sure you're informing them, bringing that challenge to the surface and educating them. Make sure you're making your mark because people buy you. They're looking for leadership, so be the leader. Make sure it's purpose-driven, that driving force behind everything you do, what it truly means, because this is the core of your business, the purpose. Advance their cause means you got to know them, you got to meet them where they're at and be that solution provider that they are so hungry for. Make sure you're communicating on a daily basis. Be prolific with your communication. Don't hold anything back. Don't worry about somebody judging you or finding out about you or thinking that, oh, well, they're brand new. Maybe what can they teach me? Do not worry about those things. Instead, focus on putting your message out there, your greatness out there, because people are hungry for that. It's pretty rare, more rare than you realize. So why not you? Why not now? And remember to be transparent. Help them create that transformation through your transparency. Hold nothing back. Go full throttle. Play the game to win. Play the game full out. And my friends, you will make a huge impact in not just your business and life, but in the businesses and the lives of the people that come to you as customers, clients, followers, and anybody who's looking to make that change. Help them make that change for themselves by being the leader you can and making an impact today and every single day. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Think Big Show. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Back to you, Mia.
Thanks, JT. If you want to get our free 10-day bootcamp on how to make more money online by attracting customers through social media, go to thethinkbignetwork.com. Now go out and share your big takeaway from today's call with us and others by going to facebook.com/thethinkbignetwork. Be sure to like our page so that you get the latest leadership tips, marketing strategies, and online training that will help you grow your business, as well as updates from the Think Big Network community. This call is a wrap. Go out and share your greatness with the world now. Because now, my friend, is all you have. Thank you for tuning in live every Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern, and we'll talk to you soon. We'll